Whatever you know or think you know of the external world comes to you through some one of your five primary senses: sight, hearing, touch, taste, and smell, or some one of the secondary senses, such as the muscular sense and the sense of heat and cold. The impressions you receive in this way may be true or they may be false. They may constitute absolute knowledge or they may be merely mistaken impressions. Yet, such as they are, they constitute all the information you have or can have concerning the world about you. Does matter exist? Philosophers have been wrangling for some thousands of years as to whether we have any real and absolute knowledge as to whether matter actually does or does not exist, as to the reliability or unreliability of the impressions we receive through the senses. But there is one thing that all scientific men are agreed upon, and that is that such knowledge as we do possess comes to us by way of perception through the organs of sense. If you have never given much thought to this subject, you have naturally assumed that you have direct knowledge of all the material things that you seem to perceive about you. It has never occurred to you that there are intervening physical agencies that you ought to take into account. First-hand knowledge. When you look up at the clock, you instinctively feel that there is nothing interposed between it and your mind that is conscious of it. You seem to feel that your mind reaches out and envelops it. As a matter of fact, your sense impression of that bit of furniture must filter through a great number of intervening physical agencies before you can become conscious of it. Direct perception of an outside reality is impossible. Secondhand knowledge. Before you can become aware of any object, there must first arise between it and your mind a chain of countless distinct physical events. Modern science tells us that light is due to undulations or wave-like vibrations of the ether, sound to those of the air, etc. These vibrations are transmitted from one particle of ether or air to another, and so from the thing perceived to the body of man. Think, then, what crisscross of air currents and confusion of ether vibrations, what myriad of physical events must intervene between any distinct object and your own body before sensations come and bring a consciousness of that object's existence. Nor can you be sure, even after any particular vibration has reached the surface of your body, that it will reach your mind unaltered and intact. Etheric vibrations as causing sensations? What goes on in the body itself is made clear by your knowledge of the cellular structure of man. You know that you have a system of nerves centering in the brain and with countless ramifications throughout the structural tissues of the body. You know that part of these nerves are sensory nerves and part of them are motor nerves. You know that the sensory nerves convey to the brain the impressions received from the outer world and that the motor nerves relay this information to the rest of the body coupled with commands for appropriate muscular action.